The Haines Assembly is considering sin taxes on tobacco, marijuana, and alcohol. But the Assembly members are not on the same page about which of those products should be taxed. The initial excise tax proposal deals with tobacco and marijuana. Borough staff looked at the taxes municipalities like Juneau and Sitka have in place. Using that information, manager Deborah Schnabel suggested a $2 excise tax on packs of cigarettes and a tax equivalent to 45% of the wholesale price on other tobacco products. She recommended a $5 per ounce tax on marijuana. Recently appointed Assembly member Sean Mady was fine with the tobacco tax, but he said a pot tax could inhibit a new local industry.
I don't want to tax a small business to death before we even give them a chance to grow, but we can always bring this up later if we don't put something in stone now.
Three Haines residents have applied for 5 marijuana business permits with the state. 3 are for cultivation and 2 are for retail. Carol Waldo was the first Haines applicant. She hopes to grow and sell marijuana.
What I'm suggesting for you to think about is to give the people that are going into this new industry maybe consider a 2-year tax waiver until we find out if we're going to make any money. I mean, there's no point in killing the goose before it's laid the golden egg.
The state of Alaska already imposes a $50 per ounce excise tax on marijuana cultivation businesses. The Assembly also debated whether to levy an additional tax on alcohol. The most plausible mechanism is a sales tax, which would require a public vote. The pot excise tax would be charged on the sale or transfer of marijuana from a cultivation facility to retail store. The tobacco tax would be paid by the distributor who brings the product into the borough. Those expenses would likely affect how much consumers pay. The Assembly was split on whether to remove marijuana from the excise tax ordinance. Mayor Jan Hill broke a tie vote in favor of keeping pot in the proposal. She said she wants the public to have a chance to comment. Residents will have the opportunity to voice their opinions on sin taxes during public hearings at Assembly meetings on July 25th and August 8th. There is also a committee meeting to discuss marijuana businesses and whether Haines should impose any restrictions on the new industry. That meeting is set for July 24th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.